الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا حلة خضرة وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون. فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء فإن أول فتنة بني إسرائيل كانت في النساء كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Beloved friends, students, just as sitting here in the masjid in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this itself is a great ni'mat, great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which to a certain extent we can understand that Allah ta'ala has some connection with us, that Allah ta'ala wants us. And as human beings, as youngsters also, we all have this desire to be wanted. We want to be admired. We want to be acknowledged. We want people to know us. That I might have a name amongst my friends. Whether it be in my schooling career, I must be the top of the class. Whether it be in the madrasa also, I want the first position. Whether it be in the soccer field, there I want to be the striker. I want to be acknowledged. I want to be known. This is natural inclination for every person, every youngster, that I want to be known. People must know me, who I am. They must shake my hand. They must make salam with me. So this aspiration is in every person. But more than that, by sitting over here, presently, right now, we are being acknowledged by Rabbul Alameen, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right now in the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking my name and your name. We are being acknowledged, we are being admired. Our names have been taken. In the skies right now, we have to believe this in our hearts. Because our iman is upon the unseen. You see, we learned in school that seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. What you see, you must believe. When it comes to our iman is hearing is believing. We hear this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haqqun is haqq, we believe in it. There's no doubt in it. What my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me is 110% true. What I read in Quran Sharif is 100% true. You see, this yaqeen we have to develop in our heart with conviction. That what we are seeing now, everything is just from playground. Is that the reality? Is that the truth? Is that the truth? Is this a playground? Dunya is mata' al-ghurur. These are toys of deception which you are playing with. Whether it be the cell phone, whether it be the Xbox, whether it be the Wii, whatever it may be, it's all deception. We know that now I might come out first in the race on the game, but after the race is over, I'm still sitting at home. It's not like now I won the F1, and people are going to come shake my hand and salute me. This is a game, it's over. Whether I won the FIFA 2015 or 16, you're playing right now, you're still sitting at home, nobody knows you. It is a profile you have online. You have a profile online. There was a person, now that the talk is going that way, there was a person now that was sucked into this life. What do you call the cyber life on the internet? Which is calling every youngster right now. Every youngster is giving him doubts that come online, come online, come online. Once he comes online, then automatically with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you become offline. So now you're off the line. And you're clicking away, but you're going further and further from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this person says that I became so engrossed into the cyber life, I actually built my cyber simulator in my bedroom. I'm sure you know the simulator. Like you're sitting in that whole game, etc., like a 3D or 4D, whatever you may call it. He says, for 3 days I was sitting there at home. Family and wife, I never saw them for 3 days on end. I would order the food pizza online to be delivered. order the groceries in line delivered. But my game is on, because I became the international number one hit on the internet. So he said, I tried now for a certain time in my life to get off. I shut down the computer, shut down the game, I went offline. But he said it was like a drug that is pulling me. It's a drug. We know now when the cell phone battery is dead, what happens? We also brain dead. The brain can't work. I will recharge the battery. In the same way, he says now, it's in my bloodstream, I need to go back on. So he says, after 3-4 days I went back on, and I checked my emails. He says people were throwing roses at me, and fireworks were exploding on my email address, and where have you been? We've been waiting for you. You're right on the top. The way you've disappeared. He says that false life now was sucked back into it, the false life of cheering, admiration, acknowledgement. This was the true life to him now, this was the real life. But as Ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know this isn't a true life. This what we are seeing is not true. It's going to pass one day. As I mentioned before, I think over here also, that a youngster has written to me and he says, the Mawlana, I know music is haram, but it's like a drug, I can't get off it. I enjoy it, I download it to my phone, I listen at night, because it soothes my brain, it cools me off, puts me into a romantic mood. So he says, but I know at the same time the Malakul Maut can come and take my ruh anytime. So what he says now, is how we have a balanced diet. He says, I balance my music intake also. I only plug the earphone into one ear. And with the other ear now, I'm waiting for Malakul Maut to come. In case he comes now, I'll take it out quickly and make mulaqat, I'm ready. But he says, I know it won't happen. He says, when I go to the cinema also, Allah Ta'ala save us from those places. Allah Ta'ala save us from the cinemas. Yes, we know the challenges are there. If we're not going to the cinema, we have it in our pocket. We are shaking everything. We had one youngster in a Darul Uloom. They say he was a very funny youngster. Laughing, whole night he's laughing under the blanket. They think, what's he up to now? Finally, principal came and pulled out the blanket. They say he's shaking comedies. They say maybe he's having some nice dream, something. Allah knows best. But he's shaking comedies at night. Allah Ta'ala save us. So he says, now I go to the cinema, and there in the cinema also I look for the seat, for the chair nearest to the exit. So I got one eye over there in case Malakul Maut comes, and one eye on the screen. So but you can't make the cinema, what do you call it now, halal, compatible or compliant. It can't be, right? One brother told me, in Pakistan he was studying, he said Ramadan time used to be free. We were youngsters that time, what to do in Ramadan? He says, now Quran, we read Quran a little bit. But he says, now they had an extended movie schedule from Zohar right until Maghrib, after Maghrib. So he says, whole afternoon we used to sit in the month of Ramadan. Whole afternoon, but he says, Mawlana, that it was a pious cinema, to the holy cinema. I said, how do you make it holy, man? He says, no, when you enter, they give you iftari pack. They give you an iftari pack. And when Maghrib Azan goes, then the cinema stops. Then they have a writing day, iftari ka waqt ho gaya. The time of iftari has already come in, they make a iftari. So you see, you make iftari, then we continue thereafter. But this is a dream. It's going to finish soon. As Hazrat says now, Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Mubarakatun, the bubble is going to burst soon. And when is it going to happen? Anybody knows, boy? Whether I'm young or old, I don't know when it's going to happen. I go to prepare. And we all understand when it comes to the life of a Muslim, there's only two stages in life. I always mention to my friends and youngsters also, there's only two stages in life. Understand this now. There's only two stages. Unlike what we are taught to believe, that now you are a child, then what you are, adolescence, and then you come into youth, and then age of minority, majority, and you can't get your passport, is it? You can't get your learners, you can't get driver's license, you're still writing, you're still young. You can't do these things yet. So you're still small. You're still small. But in Sharia now, you know, there's only two stages of life. Either you are nabaligh, or you're immature, or you are baligh. Once you become of age, once you are baligh already, I might think now I'm still young, I'm still a lighty, I'm still small, I can play games and do this. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are 100% accountable. Understand this, you are 100% accountable for every action, every word that you utter. Doesn't mean now I'm staying under my father's roof, therefore I'm covered. My father will answer. Whatever I do, my father will answer. No. It's not like that. Once I am of age already, salah becomes farz upon me 5 times a day. when it comes to the fasting of Ramadan, farz upon me. If I have an amount of wealth, zakat is hajj. Zakat is farz upon me. Hajj is farz upon me. I have to do it. I can't say I'm young, I'm going to school. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come first in my life. So the person laughs, says, I'm still young. I'm still 14, 15. I'm still young. Yes, you may be young in age, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are baligh. If my father now, after me becoming baligh, doesn't get me up for fajr namaz, I can't say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, my father didn't get me up. It's not his fault. I am answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to make a plan. Put the alarm on, isn't it? You put the alarm on, you can't put one, put two, put three. Some youngsters say, Mana, we put all alarms, you can't hear it. So I say, what alarm must put on? Put the house alarm on then. Put the car alarm. Put some alarm on and get up. But you have to go for namaz. When it comes to fasting in the month of Ramadan, and if my mother didn't get up for sehri, so I didn't keep roza for the day, can I say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my mother's fault, she didn't get up? No way. I'm already of age. I have to get up. I have to make my sehri. We met one youngster in Chile. We met a youngster in Chile who was a white young boy. So he would come to the masjid around 5, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Quiet boy, he was a white boy. He would sit there, read some kitabs, read some Quran Sharif, make iftari with us, read his full tarawih. And by the time we finished namaz, it used to be about 11 o'clock. Then he used to go home. The next day we realized and we found out this young boy was only a Muslim for 6 months. The only Muslim in the home. Only he was passing by the masjid. He was curious to know what is happening in the masjid. So he came into the masjid. He picked up on the Shaykh's Kitab Fazale, Ramadan, Virtues of Ramadan. It was in Spanish. So he began reading it. On that Kitab, Allah Ta'ala gave him Iman. His whole life changed. So his mother wrote an email to Mawlana Suleiman Jada, who is a alim in Chile, in San Diego. She wrote to him and she told him, what have you done to my son? You made him a mad boy. He wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning. He makes his own sehri. I don't know what he's eating early in the morning. He takes his food. He sits in the room. He eats early in the morning. And from that time till late in the evening, he doesn't have anything. He goes to school. After school, he comes to your mosque. I don't know what he does there. He comes home late at night and the next morning again. From there we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need us. Many youngsters could have been here or are here from different countries. They know the halas and conditions in their country and how they're holding on to Iman. This one young boy in his entire household, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to accept somebody. And the person has a desire and talab to reach close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Darul Kufr, in the house of Kufr. Allah will get him up for sehri, make his own food. Now just in Durban, a few years ago, we had a brother from a very wealthy family. Very wealthy family, they own hotels in Durban. He became a Muslim. He becomes a Muslim. Father, all of them are Christian. And in the month of Ramadan, he would make his sandwiches the night before. Quietly, he would buy bread, buy halal food. He would make his sandwiches in the night, take it with him in the room. Wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, make his sehri. His mother would say, you're not having breakfast, you're not having lunch. He says, no, I'm quite alright for the day. Like this, he spent the whole of Ramadan. Then one day we went Gush, and he phoned me. And he says, today is Sunday, the entire family is going to the temple. Sorry, they were Hindu family. They went to the temple. And because now he was on the board of the temple, he says, now they all are waiting for me to go with them. So I asked him, where are you? He said, I'm here in the bathroom, sitting here. And the entire family is waiting outside. That they want me to go with them. What do I do? I said, what do you told them? Say, I told him I'm feeling sick. I said, you're just like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ فَتَوَلُّ عَنْهُ مُدْبِرِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when they were to take him for that day, he said, I'm feeling sick, spiritually ill. I said, you're just like Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in this zamana. And he said that he didn't go with them. When that Iman will come in the heart, the one person, entire family, his father took him off the board also, took him off the hotel, took away his siding powers and everything else, but he kept to his Iman. To the extent, a new Muslim, he would come to the masjid, he would carry his kurta in his car, in the boot. Before he enters, he put on his kurta. Today we feel hard to put topi on also. How many youngsters will come to the masjid, his walima or nikah taking place, he got his spikes. He won't make masa of his hair also, because his spikes will get spoiled. He can't keep the topi on. This man, This young boy, a new Muslim, carried kurta in the car, started keeping your beard. People are, because he's a high profile youngster, in the locality when he's entering the mosque, people take pictures of him and send to his father, your son has become a Muslim, what's he up to? Where is he going to the mosque? He's going to destroy your entire empire. But he kept on to it. For all these years, finally now, alhamdulillah, he says, my mother is on the brink of becoming a Muslim in Zawfara. But these are now youngsters who are coming into Islam. We that have it, we've got no desire. When it comes to our salah or namaz, we know what a challenge it is to make wuzu, to come for the first of takbir of ula, to read Quran. On the weekend, we become so heavy to open the Quran Sharif. Yes, it's easier for us to sit onto the cell phone. Hours will come out on the cell phone. That this entire thing is finishing our life right now. The reports we are getting, the youngsters we speak to, they can't get off the cell phone. They just can't get off it. They can't get off the games. The whole life is becoming this. The entire life is becoming the cell phone. That now they are programming us. A few years ago, we were in Jamaat in Singapore. They were sitting in the subway. I promise you, for maybe an hour or so we were there, there's nobody talking at all. The thing is, nobody is talking. Every person has his ears plugged in. He's got his iPod in his pocket and iPad in his hand. And nobody is speaking. They are programmed completely from morning to evening. They are programmed. You've got to download this, you've got to listen to this, you've got to see that. Should not be that now we're also getting into that vacuum. We're going to suck us in. Before we know it now, our life has come out. Everything is destroyed. So therefore, this is the time, the youth which is most valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا عِنَّكُمْ يَنْفَدُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ The Hakim Sahib rahmatullah is to say that what is yanfad, that which is by you will perish one day, will come to an end. Your youth will come to an end one day. So he says that youth that you have right now, give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because what is given to Allah ta'ala will be baqi. Allah will keep it for you. Allah will keep your youth. He will keep your strength. He will keep your stamina. Allah will keep your senses in your old age also. Because in your youth you gave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you get old, Allah ta'ala will preserve you also. For the khidmat of deen, for the service of deen. But this is the time to make the investment. Hazrat was speaking recently and he says that when it comes to the life of a youth, there are two scenarios. One is like a person out on a cruise, on a ship. But he has no destination. He doesn't know where he's going. Sometimes the tide is high, sometimes the tide is low. Sometimes he's enjoying the waves. But he's got no final destination, he's just moving on in the ocean. Doesn't know where he's going to land up. So he has no goal, he has no vision, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's moving on. The chomis will come, the friends will come, he'll move with them. They're going here, he'll go with them. There's no breaks, he has no breaks in his life. There's no power breaks to say, bus is enough. It's namaz, I'm going for namaz. It's time for Quran, read my Quran. It's time for everything. But everything becomes play and fun. You see, before he knows it, the storm will come and the ship will be wrecked. Before he knows it, now my life has come out, what has happened? What has happened? The fast life, the fast cars, the cell phones and everything else. Before you know it, everything will come to an end. And he says, one person lies sitting in a simple vehicle, simple car, but he has nine his GPS, his final destination. And the route he will have to fuel up, maybe a bit of service, change tires. But because he knows his destination, he has some amount of urgency. I need to move. I need to get to my destination. When? Now that I'm 25 and 30, as soon as I can, as soon as I can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get over all these playthings of dunya and get to the real things. That is why we look back in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in their young age already, what they had in their heart. How they reached those positions close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything became easy for them. Salah became enjoyable for them. Quran became enjoyable for them. Studying ilm became enjoyable for them. Then this became a passion. Deen should become a passion for us. They understand this now. Just like how we have a passion for things. You see the boys now, they got passion for football. So they might sleep only 2 hours in the night. After Fajr they play 4 hours ball. And they're still awake over here. It's amazing. They're still awake. They're trying to stay awake. But they'll play the entire morning ball. They sleep for 3-4 hours bayan. They'll come again. But the ball now will keep them awake. Because it's a passion. It's a force that is pushing. They're ready anytime. This passion should be now channeled in a correct avenue. And you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where He will take you. To what heights? Muhammad bin Qasim rahmatullah alayh, you will heard this name often, who was sent by Hajjaj bin Yusuf from Makkah to Mukarramah. He sent him to India, Pakistan area. And he went with an army. 17, 18 year old youngster. How old? 17, 18, now this thing will be a self. If I make the Amir of one Jamaat of 10 students, what will happen? Already now, Pasina will come out, perspiration will come out. When we were in 1 year Jamaat also, they made us Amir one time, of a Jamaat for 10 days. It was an experience of a lifetime. One youngster wants to go outside to have cold drink, wants to go for a smoke, wants to do this, do that, you don't know what's happening. He was the commander of the entire army, 18-year-old boy. When he established the entire army and the entire government in that whole area, India, Pakistan area, Hajjaj bin Yusuf, who was the governor of Makkah Mukarrama, he felt certain. This young boy, if he has to give one command for his soldiers to march against me, they'll walk over us. So he sent a message to Muhammad bin Qasim that you have set up everything, now you must return. So he made mashwara with these people, with his ministers. They told him, you know, if you go back, Hajjaj will kill you. He says, imagine this youngster, we feel difficult now to slaughter our nafs, shaitan. He says that if I do not go, then Hajjaj will march against us, and I will not give the command to fight back. I will let him walk over. Millions will lose their lives. I prefer that I go back alone and give my life. He went back to Hajjaj bin Yusuf. As soon as he entered, he threw him into the prison. Within a few months before he was married, also before he became of age, 18 and 19, he already passed away. But this was the age already where they made such decisions in their life, Allah Ta'ala took work from them. That is why we have this time now, which is valuable to us. It is very valuable. We heard the hadith before us from the day of Qiyamah, where there will be no shade, but those youngsters who gave their life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who made the tazkiyah and the islah, they will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day the food will be laid out, there will be enjoyment, there will be fun, a person can relax over there. But this is time to invest. At least I get my namaz on time, my 5 time namaz. There is no concession for namaz, understand, there is no concession. For us, make this the purpose of our life, wherever I may be, namaz on time, without being, don't have this inferior complex problem. You see, nowadays we find on our cereal boxes, proudly, South African. So we say we are proudly Ummatis. Wherever we will go, we belong to who? Allah is Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi, we belong to them. Our link is in Madina Munawwara. We will walk with that pride, with our chest out, with our kurtas on our body, our topis on our head, our gaze is low. We will walk the airports, the railway stations, and everywhere else with this muhabbat and love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our heart to go and distribute to the world. Because we have been sent for this. We have been sent for the effort of deen to purify our heart and show entire mankind that who we are. We are not soccer players, we are not cricket players, we are not hitting a ball and running. We have been made of something else. The Sahabi that walked into the court of Rustam, single out he went. A person went to the parliament, how awestruck you are. See all these high profile people, all the Pajeros parked outside and X5, these are big people. The Sahabi went, but how did he close on him? Understand, he walked in with his donkey and his spear, and he's soaking through the carpet. And when he comes to Rustam, the king sitting on his throne, he says, Rustam, when he used to sit on his throne, He had a golden crown that was made for him, was so heavy he couldn't put it on his head. It was suspended from the ceiling. And he had his chair. So they had now, the curtains used to be closed. So he should enter from the rear, sit on his throne, put his head under the crown. And now they would open the curtains. Either side were his ministers standing over there. And all silken pillows. And there was a carpet he had in front of him. The carpet that he had was Persian carpet. You all hear about this is Persia. So the Persian carpet he had, they say that the embroidery on it was actually the design of his entire empire. Studded with gold, silver, diamonds and rubies. So when he looked like his entire empire was there, the lakes and the waterfalls and everything else. Like this he would sit, all his ministers all on either side. This Sahabi is walking in. See, as he walked in, he didn't look left, he didn't look right. Nothing is said to him, these are toys. These are playthings. He walked in, as he came to Rustam, he sat down in the tashahhud position. You got a shock, what are you doing? He said, we have been taught by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to sit like this. This is the best way to sit. This is how we will sit. The kings may sit on thrones, we sit on the floor. This is our throne. The throne of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And like this, when Rustam asked him, why did you come? The answer he gave is for every one of us. He said, "Ibta'athana Allah." This is reply life for every for you and I. He said, "I haven't come. Allah has sent me." Allah sent every one of us. If we will make our tazkiyah and islah and show every person the road to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the whole purpose of life. He said, "Allah ta'ala has sent us to take out man from the worship of man." What we are doing now is, man is giving us gadgets and instruments, we're worshipping it. They're updating the iOS, and they're updating this, and they're updating that, all that, updating. The more we're updating, the more we're going away from the sunnah. So he walked in, he said, "We have been sent to take out man from the worship of man into the worship of Allah. There's only one Allah. The heart should be given to him." Hazrat says, "You love your parents, love your brothers and your sisters. Nowadays in the home, there's no love also. There's always fighting, dispute. Don't come into my room, I can't come into your room." I mentioned before also, how many youngster will have on his door, what he's got there? No entry sign. Just passes will be shot on sight. Who is the shoot? The shoot is brother. "There you come in my room." The shoot is mother and brother, father. "Can't come into my..." You've got to knock first. You've got to knock first. But my friends, open for them. They can walk in any time. So there's no muhabbat in the home also. So you see, we have been sent to take out man from the worship of man into the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remove man from the tightness of this world. From the tightness of the world, yes, we know nafs and shaitan is troubling all the time. We come of age, now it's troubling. Now our eyes, we tell the youngsters, "Bhai, you know, play football. Play football, play volleyball, play netball also. But don't play eyeball." But then eyeball, don't look at the wrong things, right? That last new sport, eyeballing, you're looking everywhere now. Now I'm 14, 15 years old, now I'm looking at all the haram things also. Now I'm looking at, before I was looking cartoons, now I'm seeing something else. So they will look after our eyes. Because this is the avenue to the heart. The eyes is off, the alignment is wrong. They're looking at the wrong things. Then he's going to pollute the heart. There was one youngster in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to always be in the masjid. And there was, when he used to go home, on the way, there was a young girl, a woman, that had fallen in love with this young boy. Because he was extremely handsome. And she would try every time to entice him, to try and catch him. Finally, one day when he was walking past, again she tried to call him. And he fell into the trap. And he went. As he entered into the room, there's ayat of Quran flashed in front of him. "Inna alladhina attaqaw idha mastam ta'ifun min ash-shaytan dhakkaru fa'idha hum mubsirun." They're verily those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have taqwa in their heart. When shaitan will try to entice them, try and push them in the wrong avenue and direction, they begin to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the eyes of the heart opens up. There's eyes flashed before him. He fell unconscious. The fear of Allah ta'ala gripped his heart. "What am I doing? What am I doing?" Sometimes I'm sitting on the phone, and that urge comes, "I just want to do this one search, just check this word, what search results will come up." But in the heart of hearts, I know what I'm searching for. I know what I'm searching for. Now the nafs is sitting on my head. Shaitan has taken over. Many of us, we don't need these accounts. We don't need the Twitter. Twitter is for what? People must follow me. We have to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Leave the people. They're going to take you astray. I've got my profile here, the Facebook and that book and everything else. Right now, presently, how many nikahs are breaking up because of Facebook? Not because they are getting involved in other people, that your picture, your profile is there, person's wife picture is there also. We know personal aynu haqqun. How many people are looking at their profile, what filth they have in their heart? Our buzrooms that buy these people, when they should buy fruit also, they should go to the fruit vendor, they'll buy the fruit from the bottom, not from the top. Because people that are walking past, even their nazar and glance fell on it. Person has shirk in his heart. There was one person in his house, always fights. So he went to the local alim and asked him, the buzrook, he says, "There's always fighting in my home, reading namaz, Quran, everything." So he said, "Put a parada, put a curtain on your front door." Because in the old days now, they would leave the front door open. "So put a curtain over there." So he asked him why. He says, "Your neighbor is a Hindu, is a mushrik, he worships the idol. There's no goodness in his eyes. When he walks past your house, he just looks inside. Because of his glance in your house, only his gaze, because of that filth of what's in his heart, that's creating all this badness in your home." So those people now, the pious people, they buy fruits also, they buy the one at the bottom which nobody saw. Now imagine a person, now entire profile is there. His whole family, his DP, he's got there, his mother, his father, his sister, everybody. How many million people are going to look at it? Some people now, their homes are broken, and they say, only I had a mother like this, only I had a wife like this. So what will happen now? Yes, and you'll have all the different types of problems. So here, this youngster now sitting over there, this came to his mind, his eyes flashed in front of him. That those that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Shaitan tries to push him in the wrong direction, they begin to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fell unconscious. So this woman picked him up, and she took him and left him by his front door, by his father's front door. Because every night after salah, the time Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to go and visit his father. Father opens the door, he sees his son lying over there. So he got him up. He asked his son, what happened? So his son repeated his ayat. He repeated the ayat and he fell unconscious again. Father tried to revive him, by then already his ruh left the body, he passed away. Just once only he fell into the trap of shaitan. That too he didn't do anything. So you can imagine now what it's happening to us so many times. But I still can't get out of it. I'm still getting stuck and stuck and stuck in it. I'm not getting out. Finally, when they buried him, they read the janazah, they buried him. Hazrat Umar was informed about it. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to his qabr and he recited the Quranic ayat, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّةً. For that person who fears standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him is two jannats. From the qabr, the voice of this boy came out and told Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar, Allah ta'ala has given me these two jannats. Because the fear I had of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the challenges will come. Yes, of women, of girls, of the internet, of cell phones and everything else. But for every, at that moment, remember, that moment when this passion comes over a youngster, at that moment of time, make a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I won't do this for your pleasure. Ya Allah, I won't do this for your pleasure. Ya Allah, you give me your pleasure, give me sweetness of iman. I remember at one time, I mentioned this before also, there was an ishtima here in Roshni, so the youngsters came from Durban. And now that time to come to Joburg was a very big thing. We came to Joburg. So that time you come once in a year, maybe once in 2-3 years. Some boys I think that came with us from Durban, maybe first time they came to Joburg also. So when they came to the ishtima in Roshni, some of the boys there, they hitchhiked and they went to Santon Saturday night. So two boys got left behind. So one youngster telling the other youngster, come, let's also go, so make a plan, let's go. So I was hearing the conversation. So one youngster says, no man, where are we going to go now? The fellows are gone, now we'll just sit here now. He said, no, let's also go, we'll get a lift. So the youngster told him, I remember the words he told him, he says, see, let's, we won't go. Allah Ta'ala will take us to a better place, inshallah. The next year, Allah Ta'ala took the youngster for Umrah. Entire life changed. His entire life changed. Became a hafiz of Quran. He became an alim. Presently, right now, somewhere in the country is doing imamut also. He's running a madrasa. Khidmat of deen is being, just in that one night deal he made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just that one night. But that moment of time, I don't know which moment is going to be. That if I make the deal with Allah ta'ala now, then Allah ta'ala is going to pull me towards him. So therefore, every time this thing will come, and the easiest way, I promise you, the easiest way to get over all these things we are facing right now, is put your hand in the hand of a sheikh. Get a sheikh, somebody to guide you. Yes, we feel shy. How am I going to tell my sheikh I got these problems? How am I going to speak to him? Remember now, you can't think bad of a sheikh. The mashayikh are there. Example now, you go to the doctor and you try to tell him, you know what, doctor, I've got this problem over here, I've got a heart problem. I'm feeling shy to tell him because he tell me, why are you eating so much of burgers? Why? I tell him now. Because I'm suffering. So the doctor won't say, you're rubbish, what are you doing? You're eating so much burgers, you're eating, you're going to die. He won't tell you that. He'll be sorry for you. He said, here's the medication, take the medication, you'll get better. So the mashayikh also in the same way, the love and muhabbat they have for the people. Put your hand in their hand and tell them, I have this problem. And I promise you, just in a small prescription they will give you, you will get over all these things. You will get over it with so much of easiness. Right now many boys think, this is my life, I can't get out of it. Every time I try, I still fall into it. Temptation is there. I can't control myself. I'm always falling into haram things. And shaitan will make you feel you can't get out of it. This is your life now. You are wasted. But I promise you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made taqwa very easy. Allah has made it very easy. Just that now, because we don't know how to come onto it. You see, when you drive a car, driving a car is not easy. It's difficult. You got two legs. You're driving manual now. You got two legs. And how many pedals? 3. You got 2 hands and how many gears? 6 gears now, right? Or reverse is 7. You got 2 eyes, and where you got to look? Front, side mirror, rear view mirror. And that's a cell phone too. Right, and you're typing. But we're doing it, isn't it? We're doing it because we have a passion for it. So we learned it. You're operating all of that now. The guy is driving high speed, he's sending a message also. He's handling the gears, the brake, clutch, accelerator, everything at one time without making an accident. So it's possible. Boy is learning to ride a bicycle. How he starts first? He'll start with the tricycle, he'll fall also from a tricycle. He'll get hurt, he'll cry, he'll get up. Then from the tricycle to a two-wheeler, he's got now the learner wheels on the side. Slowly, slowly now he's got one, he's learning to ride. Now he can ride. Now he's getting full speed. Then after he finishes to take out the side wheels now, he's doing on two wheels. After two wheels, he's popping wheelies on one wheel. Now he's not even holding also. He's not even holding. He's mastered it. Because he has the desire. In the same way, when it comes to the field of the tasawwuf, tazkiyah, purifying your heart, all we got to do is learn how to master the field. Then with easiness you can be going on the plane, you can be in a marketplace, you can be in a mall. But remember, if you don't have to go to the mall, don't go to the mall. The mall is not a place to cool off. Because the fire of Jahannam is burning, they are going to cool off there. When the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the worst place is the marketplace, is what it means. The fires are burning there, but I'm going to chill out, you're going to cool off. You're going to take a walk in the marketplace, in the mall. Is that a place to cool off? The cooling of a place in the masjid. You go there, you know the fitnas. You can't control your eyes. It's very difficult. Therefore, we don't have to go, don't go. Boys in the madrasa also, we're staying together for 2 months, 3 months, and then one person will say, this guy is looking, that guy is looking, this guy. When you look him, then he can't take it. But if you don't have to say something, don't say it. How many times we say things now because we just want to say it? We don't have to say it. When it comes to our parents, respect also the muhabbat, the love we show them. Keep your muhabbat. As Umar radiallahu anhu say, that I never regretted my silence more than I regretted my speech. I never regretted my silence more than I regretted my speech. Meaning I regretted my speech more than my silence. The better I was quiet, I didn't say anything. Well, therefore these things will come, but very easy. We have mashayikh amongst us. All we got to do is put our case before them. I have these challenges, I have this problem. What do I do in my future? Do I go to Darul Ulum? Do I go to school? Do I go to a varsity? Put it into their hands. Why? Because the mashayikh and ulama have become baligh in deen. What they can see, you can't see. Example now, you are 15 years old, 18 years old. We are sitting together, we are talking. What are you talking about? Fast cars. How many kilowatts? 0 to 100 in how many seconds? That's the talk, isn't it? And cell phones. S5, S3, whatever it may be now. Right, so all these things we are talking. And now you are an 8 year or 9 year old boy, he's sitting with the big boys. He's listening to all these facts and figures now. What he'll say? He say, I want to play one game. Where's the Subway Surfer? Let me play one game. Because this talk wouldn't interest me about girls and about cars and about cell phones. Better you give me the game, I'll pass my time. Because he's a young boy. When the ulama are speaking about big things, and it's not taking into our heart what it means now. That when it comes to deen, we are still small. These things don't interest us. Therefore, we have put our hands into the hands and understand now that we have to get big in deen. We have to become big in deen. Then we will find that our studies, our life will become sweet. When it comes to our parents, also how to handle them. When it comes to adhan also. Just to conclude, because salah is always a difficulty for our students. If you want to make life quick, we all want to make it in life. We all want to get our degrees, we will make it big. I'm not have the best car, have the best phone and everything else. Alright? I promise you the degree won't do it for you. Presently, right now, I know a youngster qualified, mechanical engineer. He can't get married because he can't get a job. He can't get married because he can't get a job proposed, but he can't get married because he can't get a job as a mechanical engineer. So, who says it's going to sustain you? Therefore, make your ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very quickly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you both dunya and akhirat. But your salah is the main thing. Remember, when adhan is being going, when the muezzin is saying hayya ala salah, on whose behalf is he calling you? On Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's behalf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come down and say, come for namaz. Allah has made a system in the world that muezzin is appointed to call them where? To the masjid. For what? What's happening in the masjid? Allah Ta'ala is there to distribute, to give you. That's the place to get the ni'mas and bounties. But now if I say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I'm a bit busy now, I'll check you later. That's what we are saying. Allah is going, what do you say to Allah Ta'ala? We are saying with our tongue, but our action is saying, Ya Allah, I'm busy now, the ball, the game is on. Alright, it's going to overtime, we'll check you later. So what do you think the response will be from Allah Ta'ala? I'll check you later too. What you're supposed to get now, possibly the barakat for the next 5 years, that you thought now you retire at 40, I was going to retire you at 25. But you delay it, so I'll delay you also. Work to 60, work to 65, and you still won't make it. But make your contact with the masjid. Make your contact with ulama. And very, very quickly, your dunya will be made, your akhirat will be made. So this tarteeb we have, our mashayikh are giving us, that these programs we are having, they take bear to someone. Don't delay in it. We are never too young. Take bear to someone, somebody who you love, who you like, who you can open up to, who you can speak to, who you feel free with. Many youngsters, they don't know how to choose a sheikh. Sheikh is somebody now, doesn't have to be a big alama that the whole world knows him. He can be a simple alim also. A simple person. People don't know him much, but you are comfortable with him. I can talk to him. I can relate to him. I can phone, pick up the phone and ask him. I can WhatsApp him. I got a problem. I'm in a predicament right now. It's Saturday night. My friends are waiting outside. What do I do? I'm sitting at home alone. Everybody's gone out. The internet, I got unlimited, limitless access. I'm feeling this urge now to go. What do I do? Send him a message. Somebody I can talk to. And then you will find he'll take your hand and he will show you the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the more you will leave it, what will happen to your worldly life also, things will be delayed. It will take longer. The sooner we can get over these things, the things that are troubling us. Like somebody now, put the butter by the fire for 10 minutes and the butter melted. And what he said, I will sue the company, the butter melted. What do you tell him? The butter has to melt, isn't it? Butter has to melt. He took the gas cylinder and he put it next to the fire, it blew up. And he said, I'm going to sue the company. But it must blow up. So if I put myself also in a place now where my butter will melt and I'll be pushed off my feet and I won't know what's happening, there's all the haram things over there, who you blame? Myself. Therefore the mashayikh will take you by your hand and they'll show you the way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to make that connection for taqwa to become easy. You see? So once we'll have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, life will become sweet, our worldly life, madrasa life, our homely life, our studies also, we'll have some direction in life. With that direction in life, you'll have some amount of urgency. Now I need to get there quickly. Because Jannah is a reality. Jannah is a reality, understand? Jannah is a reality. You can come anytime. Just last week, my neighbor's nephew passed away, 22-year-old boy. On Thursday. So there was a janaza there. I went to visit them. The shop was closed. The boy was sitting outside in the car. So the car just drove past. They approached him and they shot him dead. 3 bullets. But this now I'm telling you, I was speaking to the family in the car. So my little son, about 6 years old, he heard about it during the day. So he was telling the neighbor's son, they're both 5 and 6 years old. So he's telling me, Abba, I was telling our neighbor Zakaria, that nice, we die also. I said, but what are you talking, you're going to die? You're only 6 years old. I said, why are you going to die? He said, then we go to Allah Park's house. I said, then, he said, there is only fun over there. There we can eat how much chocolates we want. We can drink how much supumu we want. We can have, yeah, now you say we can't do this and we can't do that. But Allah Park's house is better. So better we go in there. We're saying now that akhirat has become a reality. There is a true thing. It can happen to us anytime. We can go into the qabr. So we're going to talk about it so much that that is a reality. This is now just a play, it's a game. But I have to connect myself so when I reach the qabr now, it becomes a reality. That whether he comes to the hurs of Jannat, there was one buzruk, he came out from the masjid. And he looked up in the sky. And he saw a door open in the sky. Doesn't a dream, that's reality. In the old days now, people, because the environment was pure and clean, they could hear things also from the sky. They could see things also. Nowadays everything is polluted. Even the air pollution, so you can't see through that also. Alright? So when he came out from the masjid, he came out and he saw a door open there, and a beautiful hur came and she's standing there. And she asked him, do you want me? He says, yes. She says, name the price. So he says 14,000 Quran khatams. She said, deal is done. He said, deal is done. The beauty he saw, he never saw in his life. When you look in the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ about the hurs of Jannah, it's a whole different discussion altogether now. But commonly we hear, if she has to spit into the oceans of the world, it will turn sweet. So when Alim says now, if she has to kiss you, you might become sugar diabetic. She has to just now take out her scarf. Take out her scarf. Alright? We see the woman now, how they wear the scarf, isn't it? You see them? Nobody's saying it. How they tie the scarf, different styles, the kashkas and everything, isn't it? So how they tie, they say that woman of Jannah will take a scarf one time and just slap it into the world, the entire world will become fragrant to the smell of it. It's so sweet, the fragrance. Now using Ferrari perfume and this perfume and that perfume. Yeah. Like no girl will just fall down for you like that. It's not going to happen. It never happened before. We think I'm going to use this perfume or whatever it may be, and I might just walk past her, she'll just fall head over heels. It's not going to happen. It doesn't happen so easy. It's a dream. So the Buzruq, he says, now 14,000 Quran khatams. But he saw the beauty. He saw the hur of Jannah. He saw her complexion. He says, if she has to take her finger only and place into the world, she's so fair that the nur of her finger will block out the entire sun. You can imagine now what beauty Allah Ta'ala has given them. On the day when a person will enter into Jannah, he says she'll be wearing 70 garments of different shades. And the material will be so fine. Now you might think 70 garments, how she's going to wear that? Today we find the style they are wearing. They got now some sequins on top and something else underneath, something below that. 70 garments in one time, it will be so fine, the garments, 70 of them, that they can fit through a ring also. You can pull them out. The material and fabric is so soft. And they say that not only that, when you look at her cheeks, you can see her complexion in her cheeks also. So you can imagine how rosy cheeks Allah Ta'ala has given them. The hearts are so pure and clean, you can actually see your muhabbat and your love written in their hearts. Today a girl, now she might say, I love you, I like you, but you don't know how many more boys she's saying that to. She's got an entire broadcasting list now, she's saying to everybody. On the Twitter, she's telling every second boy, I like you also, which boy now will give me the best? Yes, there has been a report recently also in the papers that when it comes to local black girls, there are 4 or 5 boyfriends. One boy just for the hairdo, one for the airtime, one for the clothing. So Allah Ta'ala save us, we don't get trapped like that also now. She got you for airtime, but one day for internet access, and another boy for something else. You see? So you see what is happening. And we don't know now if she's genuine or not. Like they say, one youngster was speaking to a girl over the internet, he didn't see her. But sometimes the voice can be deceiving, isn't it? She sounds very nice. But now when one starts to say, when you see her, she looks like a khokha. Sometimes she looks like a khokha. So you're speaking to her over the internet, she sounds very fancy and sweet and rosy. So he said, we'll meet up. Where we'll meet up? At the coffee shop, at the juice shop. He said, okay, we'll meet up there. So she asked him, how I know it's you? So he said, I'll be standing there with a glass of orange juice. So he asked her, how will I recognize you? So she said, I'll be wearing this color dress. Okay, we'll meet up there. Very excited, because he heard the voice was so charming. So finally, he went early before time. When he went there to order the juice, they had no orange juice. You see, you have nothing in that color, it's nothing. You only have some other type of juice, he said, give me that. So he's standing now with the juice in his hand, waiting for her. So he saw this woman coming. She walked in with the same color dress, except her. But when he saw now how she looked like, he said, I got a problem. I got a problem. So she came in, she sees the only guy standing with juice in the hand. So she said, are you so and so? He says, me, no. He says, no, but you sound like the person I was speaking to. He says, no, I know what you're talking about. He says, but you said you stand with the orange juice in your hand. He said, yeah, there was no orange juice today. There's no orange juice today. So we shouldn't get caught also. When it comes to the hurs of Jannah, it's genuine love and muhabbat. And Hazrat tells us that today we find the girls, when you go to the shopping malls also, she's wearing a scarf, everything, she'll give you one look and you say, there's game here now. So you give a second look, turn out a little bit again, put the beard there, topi, she's wearing topi. Alright. And now, is she looking at me again? Now how do I make a move? You see how the shaitan now start this whole chakkar. Now style of walk will change, your style will change also. Now you're gonna bounce even more. Alright, so all this will happen just for one, what do you say, for one makhluqah. For one creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for one creation. I have no guarantee now that she will be loyal to me. I want to give her my entire heart. I want to give her my entire life. But I don't know whether she'll give me back all of that. That is why Hazrat says, whether it comes to your family, your wife, your children, your parents, love them, but your heart belongs to Allah. It doesn't belong to them. Don't give your heart to any makhluk, to any creation. You will get disappointed. You will get hurt. You will get hurt. Therefore, he says that the whole style of the walk will change also. Like they're walking on the catwalk. They're modeling for you now. He says the way you're looking at them now, that you can't believe what you're seeing. You see, but the Urd of Jannah, that person who will protect his iman, will protect his eyes, will protect his mind, he will not fantasize at night. Sometimes a person is going out, he's taking photos the whole day with his eyes. At night now he's replay. He's putting a replay all the time. You see, then he can't sleep. Then he can't sleep, he's got a problem after that. Now the nafs is troubling him, because he's checking all these things. It all is a deception. What do you want to get out of it? Nothing. You're still sitting in the madrasa. You're still sitting at home. There's nothing you can get. Then you feel wasted. You feel low. You feel depressed. Because you're giving your heart to something that is perishable. Give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah ta'ala for assistance to help you. Allah, take me out of this thing. Whatever you say, that Ur of Jannah, when she will walk towards you, when she will walk towards you, when she will pick up just her one leg towards you. You're saying that picking up of her one leg will be a thousand different styles. As it says, what style that will be, leave Miss Universe and Miss So-and-so. See, there's no comparison to what Allah Ta'ala will grant her. Just her walking towards you, he says, this Mulisab stupid will fall off too. So, wow, where she came from? But that will be for that person now who protected his iman in his heart. And then in Jannah, now you can imagine, in the Rahib, there's a riwayat there also, a person will be sitting on 70 couches, 70 mattresses. Today we have summons, and we have, now there's a new mattress cover that came out. Called Luma or Lumina or something like that. And you plug it up, and it actually it has like a database that takes in your sleeping pattern and how to adjust the temperature of the bed for your sleep to give you the best sleep ever. See, in Jannah now you can imagine the bed Allah Ta'ala will give you there. 70 beds you'll be sleeping upon, cushions all over. He says you'll be speaking to one of your ear, other will tap you in the back. What about me? He says there'll be no time. That will be for those youngsters. Yes, it's a promise of Allah Ta'ala. Give your youth now to Allah. If you use now, tonight you can be there. Tonight you can be there. That Buzruq now saw the Ur. And he wrote 14,000 Quran khatam. She said, deal is done. He said, he sat in the masjid. He sat in the masjid and he became famous that this Buzruq is a deal of the Ur of Jannah. When he finished his 14,000 Quran khatam, Sadaqallahu al-Azim, he turned around and he said, Assalamu alaikum, you came away. He said, I'm here to receive you. His ruh came out smiling and he left this world. The deal was done. That is why, my young friends, make the deal Allah Ta'ala today. Ya Allah, this life of filth that I am living in, if not towards me, Ya Allah, make tawbah. I want to get out of it. And hold somebody's hand and tell that Shaykh that hold my hand and take me to Allah Ta'ala. Show me how do I get to enjoy the life of Jannah in this world. Allah Ta'ala will grant you in this world. Allah Ta'ala will grant you the pleasure of Jannah in this world. And we can imagine in Jannah there what you will enjoy. There, as I said, in Jannah also you will have your private beach. As you want it. Water sports, your jet ski, your own yacht, whatever you want, your cruise and everything else, your private, your own, you can enjoy. Just me a little bit of qurbani over here. Little bit of qurbani. Do the right things in life and you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time when you leave this world, Allah Ta'ala will show you. Allah Ta'ala will show you the word Allah Ta'ala has kept for you. One old man was passing away and he called the doctor. He spent his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he was passing away, he's tapping his wife, he says, Deko, Deko, look. So she asked him, what are you looking at? He said, I can see these two rows of malaika and they're holding bouquets of roses and flowers. Each rose has a different scent. You know, when you walk in something in Makkah Mukarramah, they're burning their oud. Subhanallah, how beautiful it is. Sometimes they're burning in madrasa also, how that oud smells. You feel a different, you're going to a different mood altogether. He said, I can smell the fragrance of Jannah coming already. Looking at all these malaika, his ruh came out smilingly. The other youngster was in the hospital. Was the Hafiz al-Quran. The doctor said, I went to see him. Every time they turn his body, he's swearing the nurses. Because he was in pain. Swearing them, telling them filthy, dirty things. Doctor said, I went to see him. He was in almost passing away. He had the music playing. Doctor says, boy, you are so sick, you're listening to music. He said, I'm tired of Quran. I read enough Quran. She said, I'm a Hafiz al-Quran. I'm just cooling off my mind a little bit. Doctor says, boy, you are so ill. Make dua. He said, just leave me alone. Doctor says, when he was leaving this world, I was by his bedside. trying to make Ibrid kalima. The only thing coming out was swearing words and all the songs he knew. Like this, half of the Quran left this world. Allah Ta'ala protect us. He says another youngster I saw, he came into the hospital, two old parents brought him in, and he was bellowing like an animal, making noise from inside. They couldn't sedate him, they couldn't cool him off. Parents sitting in there crying. So he asked the mother, what happened? What's wrong with your son? Why is he making the sound? They're trying to inject him, give him some tablets, put him unconscious, nothing happening. Mother is just tearing. She asked her, what happened? He says, he troubled me too much. Back chat, back answering, no respect, tell me what he wants, doesn't listen to me. So I made sabr, I didn't tell him anything. Finally, it came out from my tongue that Allah make you an animal. Allah make you an animal, because you carry on like that. You don't give me no rahat, you don't give me any comfort. To run behind you all the day, you don't know what you're doing in the bedroom, what you're doing on the phone, what you're doing. And then you got no respect. Then I'm a big man, don't worry about me, what you worry. He said that it just came out. And immediately the curse afflicted him. So he told him, Ma, forgive him. He said, I've forgiven him. But my heart is very painful right now. Doctor says, I tried to sedate this boy, tried to cool him off, give him some injection, nothing. Like this with his noise, he left this world and he passed away. Allah Ta'ala save us. So we have the opportunities, make tawbah, make istighfar, and put our hand into the hand of a sheikh. I tell you, your life will become very easy. Why I'm saying we went through it. When I came first to your madrasa also, we came from school, we did matric, everything. That time was mixed schooling. Girls and boys in one class, everything else, all the challenges were there. We had Abba Day also. Abba Day, you go to school, you got music blasting. Sports Day is music blasting. Be Haya, everything. But we came to madrasa the first year. We fell in love with Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Mubarakatum, put our hand into his hand, and Mawlana took us on this journey. Allah's muhabbat, Allah's love, and showed us it's so beautiful to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beautiful to have the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then just like how the Sahabi went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me permission to make zina. Imagine. He went to ask permission to make zina. So Nabi sallallahu explained to him and told him that you have a sister, would you like somebody making zina with her? He says no. He says, you have a mother, would you like somebody making zina with her? He says no. He says, whoever you want to make zina with, she's somebody's daughter or somebody's sister. And then the way of Allah took his hand and put him to his chest and made dua for him. That Allah purify his heart and keep him pure and clean. We have our mashayikh also, our ulama, that will put their hand on your chest. That will put their hand on your back and tell you, don't worry, Allah Ta'ala will pull you off from this filth. Allah will assist you. Allah will give you a beautiful and a pious wife that will take care of you, will give you a good home. Imagine now you on the cell phone talking to a girl and your wife is talking to a man, how would you feel? Yes, if you are like this, you'll do the same thing also. They will show us the route to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very quickly we can reach there. By 18, 19 years old, we can become friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these challenges will become nothing for us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to bring amal, to bring this into our life. Therefore, before we finish this program by tomorrow, at least tonight, become serious a little bit. Think, do some introspection. Which of the ulama I love, who I like, don't hold back. If it's coming in the heart that I love this person, I think I can speak to him, I can phone him, WhatsApp him, email him, I can take the solutions he will give me. Don't hold back. Shaitan will come say, hold on. Not now, you're still small. Hold on. Wait. As you're going to wait, you're going to get further and further away. If it's coming in the heart, you feel that I have to get over my illnesses, I have to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want a pure life, I want salah to become easy for me, to open Quran and read, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be kind to my parents, to be kind to my brothers and sisters, to have good akhlaq and character, I want to become like this. Don't become afraid of becoming pious. I know here in Juba when I came to madrasa, there was like a common word in madrasa, this guy is dick pious. He's dick pious, meaning he's very pious. There's something wrong with him. You have 2 rakat extra in the film, he's always very pious, man. There's something is wrong with you. But don't be afraid to become pious. Become pious, become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's coming in the heart, make dua tonight for Allah ta'ala. After every namaz, make one dua is accepted. Ya Allah, show me somebody, some guide in my life that will hold my hand and take me towards you. Because my life will become wasted like this. Years will go by. So don't be afraid. Yes, you might feel that what will be my life without my cell phone? It's like I'm dead. What will be my life without this and without that? If my sheikh tells me, I know we had this, we were afraid also. That, you know, Imana tells me, you know what, hey, you can't play ball anymore. Hey, what I'll do then? I'll be like, my life will be finished. Imana says, you know what, hey, you must stop doing this thing over here. Hey, I'll be finished. The better I don't take bear also and I carry on my things. Yes, these thoughts will come to your mind. No, they won't do that to you. Slowly, slowly they'll show you of it. And they'll show you bigger things and better things that you'll begin to enjoy, and automatically these things will come out from your life. Inshallah, we all will try, inshallah. So you try to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, try to Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala, Allah to guide us. I've become of age already, I want to reach you. Ya Allah, you show me somebody that will make me reach you, inshallah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وانزل المقعد المقرب عندك. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم المساكين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا ستار، يا غفار، يا غفور، يا غافر، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا أحسن المحسنين، يا إله العالمين، يا ذا القوة المتين، يا حنان يا منان، يا حنان يا منان، يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh my Allah, most kind, most merciful, most forgiving Allah. Oh my Allah, you Sattar, Ya Allah, you cover up all our sins till today, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, what a beautiful Allah we have, Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you know the condition of our hearts, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you know how far we are from you, Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us this life, Ya Allah, every breath, every muscle of food is from you and only you, Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, this life belongs to you, the heart belongs to you, the mind belongs to you. But Oh my Allah, we have given our hearts to everything besides you, Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we make tawbah for this, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, give us the hearts of your true friends, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, purify and cleanse our hearts, our eyes, our hands, our feet, our minds, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, the fitnas around us are destroying our hearts, Oh my Allah. Every way is calling towards fitna, towards haram, Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah, we belong to you, Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, give us the ta'alluq and nisbat and connection with you. Oh my Allah, such a connection with you, Oh my Allah. And nothing can break this connection, Ya Allah. There's no downtime, there's no offline. Oh my Allah, we are online with you every single moment of our life, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, when Nabi told us, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghafur, Ya Ghafir, that you love to forgive for sins, O my Allah. O my Allah, we know your Nabi is rahmatul lil alameen, O my Allah. What your Nabi have given us, O my Allah, his beauty, external beauty, internal beauty. O my Allah, with the ummatis of the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we had these inclinations of haram. They will go to the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will carry their heart out to him, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, they will cry out their heart to him that we have this ailment, that we have these problems. Oh my Allah, your Nabi is gone, he is no more here, O my Allah. Oh my Allah, we cry of the condition of our heart towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the condition of our heart, Ya Allah, what we are going through. How much we want to reach you, Ya Allah. Our salah becomes difficult for us, our Quran becomes difficult. Controlling our eyes and heart becomes difficult. Oh my Allah, who do we complain to, Ya Allah? Oh my Allah, we have only your door to knock upon, Oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, where else do we go to? Ya Allah, our friends abandon us sometime or the other. But Oh my Allah, you are still every second of our life. Oh my Allah, your doors are always open, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you at this moment of time, the Mubarak gathering. Oh my Allah, make the decisions of our friendship to you, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, make us the walis of the time, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, accept our hearts only for you and only for you. Give us, Ya Allah, the pain of your love and muhabbat. In the dead of the night, you want to get up and say, Ya Allah, make sajda before you. Put our heads in sajda and cry before you, O my Allah. Durud Sharif of one of our tongues, Ya Allah. Thank you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, we make tawbah from our past life. Ya Allah, the nights you spend on the haram internet. Ya Allah, the nights you spend in the haram avenues and places. O my Allah, uploading different things and downloading, O my Allah. Ya Allah, everything happened and you knew about it and you know about it. Everything recorded, O my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, O my Allah, it will stand before you and take accountability. The entire creation will be standing looking at our deeds, O my Allah. O my Allah, in this world you have covered us. Ya Allah, you put delete on the internet, it is deleted. Ya Allah, would delete on the books of our records, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Delete all our gunas and sins. Keep us of the izzat and rahat and sukoon and chain. Oh my Allah, protect our izzat, our eyes, our hands, our feet. Oh my Allah, give us the scent of our heart, Ya Allah, to reflame all gunas and sins. Make us your true friends, make us da'is of deen, make us misbahul huda, make us lenses of hidayat, mighlaq al shar, make us looks upon evil and, Ya Allah, and all bad things, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, make taqwa easy for us, make salah easy for us, make Quran easy for us, give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, give us a pure and clean life. Ya Allah, open the future for us, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we have dreams and aspirations, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are young and heart du'as, Ya Allah. We have, Ya Allah, dreams in our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make these dreams a reality, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Allah, with barakat, afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Give us good solid homes, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Allah, to settle down in life with Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with solid homes, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Accept our lives for the khidmat of deen. Accept our progenies. Oh my Allah, Rabbi rahamuhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh my Allah, Oh my Allah, the ihsan of our parents upon us, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we have no fear and concern about the food we're going to eat, the clothes we are going to wear. Oh my Allah, the hearts you have given our parents, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, reward them the best of reward in this world, qabr and akhirat. Ya Allah, keep Ya Rahmat and Ya Sharu, Ya Allah, mercy upon them, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Allah, grant them more and more in this world, the best of health, of afiyat, sihat, and salamat. Ya Allah, keep them, Ya Rahmat and Ya Barakat, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Make us a coolness with their eyes, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Allah, make a sadqa jariya for them after they leave this world, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, true hafiz al Quran. We will stand on the musalla with Ya Muhabbat and Ya Love. Oh my Allah, hold us by our hand and guide us, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Accept our lives with the khidmat of deen, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Give us good health and afiyat. Save us from bimaris and illnesses. Save us from accidents, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Keep us at taqwa, Ya Allah, at the time of maut. Ya Allah, take us with iman. On the day of Qiyamah, raise us with iman. Oh my Allah, give us the shade of the arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Give us water to drink from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And pull sirat, oh my Allah, let us pass on with the speed of lightning. Give us jannat al-firdus without reckoning. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwab al-rahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك